to be a quit. I don't want to be down in the trenches with a bunch of ignorant people who, if I get killed, can't do a damn thing. I want you to know what the targets are, so that if I am not here, you still hit them. You still hit them. Because we have done Malcolm a disservice. Because we have hung them on walls, on buttons. If I knew that my legacy of struggle would be melted down into a saying by any means necessary, that nobody would understand and very few would follow, he could have stayed in the bed instead of being a soldier in the war for you and I. What has to happen is this. You have got to understand in America the nature of power, how the money is moving, where the money is going, how come you ain't in there nowhere, and how to realign things so that you are. Understand this. It is not about whether Sally is a nice person and you work with her on your job and you know she's nice because she said hello. That is a misassessment of power. Power is your ability to establish the philosophies that control your life, to teach your kids and keep their minds pure, to sustain and create and to harness that which belongs to you. You have a mission to, as an African person in America, gain power, destroy those that are enemies to power, people and institutions, by a method and a strategy. If we as a people were all soldiers, we put this society at a screeching halt. The problem was not that we marched in the 60s, the problem was that everybody did not march in the 60s. Understand this. There are some people who say, well, I ain't with that marching. I want to take some heads. Well, you know, my problem with that is I ain't seeing nobody dying, and I see a whole lot of talking going on. Now, if there are some military gunslinging black revolutionaries in the audience, I'm down with you. But you have to make your words deeds. You have to make your words your bond. You have to make your words come to flesh. If you are not going to be a revolutionary black military militant black soldier, then what you have to do is study the economy and understand how you bring it to a halt. Watch the products that you use and who produced them. Watch the corporations that control things and who runs them. Watch every personal action that you make and look and listen. Listen to WLIB radio. And when the call is given, and the call will be given, be prepared to move. But not only to move, to sustain. Sustain means not that it was a fad, not that red, black, and green were dope colors to mix together. Sustain means that when somebody says boycott, you keep your ass out of that store. If you see brothers and sisters anywhere trying to do the right thing, if you don't have anything good to say, then shut your mouth. You cannot be the mayor of a city, a black man by birth, have a black mother and a black father, and bring your black ass to a boycott and cross the picket line. Thank you. Because once you do that, you are saying that you have chosen to be an enemy of your own people. Now listen up. And I can't get in depth with this, and this is going to be controversial, but there is a book. There is a book. The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. Hold on. Hold on. Understand this. In this war, if you're going to be a soldier, you have to be wise. You have to be able to analyze. And when garbage comes, you gotta have the guts to throw it in the can. Understand? Understand? Friends and enemies, never misunderstand that arrangement. The African man and the African woman by nature are friends. The African woman is not responsible for the oppression of the African man. Understand that. Yeah, but you say sisters do so many screwed up things. Well, I say to that, we are all crazy under racism. We are all crazy under racism. In a system that psychologically rearranges your values and your actions, you cannot escape craziness unless you strive for consciousness every day. It is academically and experientially incorrect for Shahrazad to have said that it is the job of every black man to correct every black woman. I want to tell you that in order for you to correct me, you yourself would have to be correct. And you may not like that, but some people would have there be a division between the black man and the black woman. We cannot do that. We cannot do that. I do not describe myself as a feminist, whether you like it or not. I am a God-loving, God-fearing, God-respecting African woman who loves the African man, but knows who her friends and who her enemies are. And I'd like to close. About something.
Come on, Lee.
We understand now, one, that we are in a state of war. We understand now, two, that we all must be soldiers. We understand that we all must be prepared. We understand that the black man and woman is an unbreakable unit. We understand that. We understand that as a mass of people, we have to bring America to an economic screeching halt. We understand that. Now we have to deal with the enemy within. The enemy within. Understand, movement can be destroyed by jealousy. Jealousy is high in our community because opportunities are small. So when we see one person seizing an opportunity, we become jealous of that person. And instead of us understanding who are your friends and who are your enemies, we attack the person who is trying to do the right thing. Understand, we can be our own worst enemy if we don't rid ourselves and cleanse ourselves of those things we acquired from a white society. When my little sister says, I hate her, she thinks she's cute. I say, no, you think she's cute because she didn't say anything to you and you looked at her and decided that you thought she was cute. I tell her the reason why you hate her because she thinks she's cute is because you think you're ugly. And that means that you have a psychological problem born from the American society that you must solve for yourself. Because some people say that brothers can't accept female leadership. Well, it's been my experience that sisters can't accept it either. Understand, there is something wrong with the fact that when a black man becomes a leader, all the sisters want to sleep with him. And when a sister becomes a leader, all the sisters hate him. There's something wrong with that. Brothers and sisters before you, then strive to reach the potential in yourself. Nobody up here is Superman or Superwoman. The bottom line is that we are clear because, one, we are drug-free. We are clear because we are sober-minded. You cannot drink and smoke and coke and tell me something about natural ganja and read the autobiography of Malcolm X at the same damn time. You can't do it. The other problem that plagues us is that some of us think we're better than others of us. I spoke at a college last week and said to some sisters, who, before they announced me, they said that they were having a party on campus. But they said they were going to charge $2 for the students and $10 for the outside elements. And I said to myself, who are the outside elements? They said, oh, the people in the community. Now understand this. Just because you as a black woman had the opportunity to go to college and had 3 abortions before you got there.
You ain't never been there.
and you were too. Food stamps have fed almost every black man and woman in this country. You let a Doobie and a Gucci and a Louis come between you and your sister? That's not it. Who's better? I want to understand these black professionals who have these jobs as the state prosecutor, the assistant prosecutor, cooperates with the system that is aimed against their own people. Drives home in his BMW and talks about the niggas that sell drugs. You sell a drug? You sell a drug of cooperation. You sell a drug of miseducation. You sell a drug too. What is the difference? What is the difference between a black man as the assistant prosecutor who is the band leader for the parade of black men that go behind bars in an unjust system with unjust laws? What is the difference between him and a black man that deals death to his people? There is no difference. Because the system of capitalism has something for everybody. They have a way, it has a way to get each and every one of us to sell out on some level or another. If we say no sellout, if we say no sellout, you got to understand what that means. If you know that we are in a state of war and you smoking crack, you selling out. You selling out. If you know that we're at a state of war and you're a black man harming a black woman, you're selling out. If you know that in order to win, you have got to read about yourself and you don't do it, then you're a goddamn sellout. Understand that we have got to be wise as a serpent. The system is not playing with you. I am going to end on this note. Gorbachev and Bush have, whether or not they were down with the whiteys from the capitalist society or the whiteys from the communist society. You may not like it, but they have decided that they're all white. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means that you, as a black man and woman, are in it by your damn self. That also means that the movement for liberation and freedom, which were helped at one time by the Soviet Union to some level, however small, will jeopardize that type of assistance, which means there will be nobody to defend Africa except you and I. And I'm saying to you that it causes pain to be a strong person amongst a sea of weakness. My heart goes out to Fidel Castro. Do you know that the majority of people in Cuba are African and as black as I am? Of course they don't show you those on TV. They're not gonna let you see the power of your numbers. When they invade Panama, they're not gonna let you know that everybody there the majority is as black as I am, because then you would see the power of your numbers. In Grenada, they're as black as I am. In Jamaica, they're as black as I am. In Latin America, they're as black as we are. Understand this. Poor Fidel Castro has had to hold the line for all these weak, knee-bending, non-reading, backwards, accommodating idiots for too long. But that's what happens when you suck off of the power of an individual. Don't make me be strong for you. Let's be strong for each other.
Hey, sister, we love you. I got this. I love you, sister.
That was beautiful, sister. We love you.
We need you.
Man, oh, man.
We in good hands. We in good hands.
Thank you, dude.